Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. You know, I got an announcement for you. There's a language in the world that everybody understands. Everybody can speak. No matter where you live in Antarctica or the Arctic, China, you name a place, America, France. And that language is prayer. Any language. God understands every bit of it. But I want to ask you the question. Do you believe what you're praying? Or are you shooting dice, hoping that it might work? I preached a sermon many years ago called The Gospel Casino. Come on, Jesus. Give me seven, Lord. Give me your number, you know? When all you got to do is believe what you pray, which is a language in any country, and God will understand anything. And I'll tell you something else. When somebody's praying that maybe not understand your language, Chinese, if somebody sees you praying, they know you praying. There's just something about prayer. But I ask again, do you believe it? Let me give you a wonderful scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. It says, ask. That's pretty good. And it shall be given you. Not maybe so. I don't know. No. Ask. And it shall be given you. Seek. Whoa. And you shall find. Knock. Okay. And it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receive it. Did you hear the word everyone? Now you got to believe what you're praying. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. That's the gospel. God will hear what you say. Ask, seek, and knock, man. All you got to do is believe what you're saying. Here's another one, James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another. That ain't easy, is it? And pray one for another. That's not easy either. That you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. See, a lot of people don't understand the righteousness of God, that we were given his righteousness. That's why he says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man available. It means that he or she, whatever, when they pray, they're fervent about it, they're believing it. They're asking, they're seeking, they're finding, they're knocking, they're not turning loose. They're not turning loose. And I refuse to turn loose of the promises of God that are in this Bible today. Whether they be spiritual, physical, or financial, or all three, it doesn't make any difference, you see. Let me tell you somebody, our theme this year is wonderful and I love it. God said, only say what faith says. Use your faith voice. Faith voice, your faith voice always works in the impossible. But not only that it makes the impossible work, it makes it inevitable. In other words, it's going to come to pass. When you believe what you say, you're going to get what you say. Say unto the mountain, be thou removed. He didn't say climb it. So many Christians spend a Christian life climbing something they should have never climbed. Watch this. Sow and you shall reap. I don't know if I want to get. Well, how are you going to get a harvest? By his stripes you were healed. Watch this. I am sick, brother. Just, I ain't dealing with your am sick. I'm dealing with your were healed. If you look at your were healed like you're looking at your am sick, you're going to get rid of your am sick with your were healed. I believe what I just said. How do I know that? Well, let me ask you. You ever saw me sick? Sad, discouraged, despondent, broke, busted, I don't know, whatever you think, whatever it is. I don't have time for that. Now, that doesn't mean the devil don't try to attack me. He'll try to attack me or something like that. I had a man say that the other day. He said, you never get a cold. I don't like to be cold. You know, I don't like them things. You know, they're dripping down when you're talking, all of a sudden you know, I hate those things. And the devil doesn't, that doesn't mean he don't try. I just said, no. By his stripes, I am. What? Healed. Because I believe what I say. I believe what I pray. Prayer works if you believe it. So will you believe this faith thing I'm talking about today, this faith the facts? Because if you faith this fact, your trouble is over. You'll walk right through it, buddy, and it'll be a wonderful day in the neighborhood for everyone that believes. Okay? See ya.